through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're car pie in the studio here this
All
morning.
All good, no complaints.
Hey Zoe.
Hi.
What are we talking about today? We're kind of going sideways from media land, is that right?
We're talking free speech, baby.
Oh, here we go.
And not like Don Brash free speech.
I'm talking actual free
speech.
I got you. Okay.
Actual principles of free speech. So yes, as you alluded to, Rachel, today I'm just going to focus on one thing. It is perhaps a little bit tangential to the media in some ways, but in other ways, you know,
it's in the same wheelhouse for sure.
Yes, and today's story sort of comes almost entirely from fantastic reporting done by David Farrier on his webworm.co Substack newsletter. It is fantastic. He's doing tremendous work. You already probably know about it, but you know, shout outs. So
we
I want
will
to talk
link
about
Webworm in this podcast if anyone's wondering,
nice.
And they do want to see what it is. We'll make sure that link is there.
Yeah. David Ferrier really needs that 95BFM podcast media bat boost, that famous boost. So I want to talk about this company, Zuru, who are a New Zealand-based multi-billion dollar company now, apparently, or at least $1 billion company plus. Yeah, you've probably seen like there's some headlines going on. I just want to take you through kind of the whole context of what's been happening here. Okay, so earlier this year in February, there was some reporting and stuff in the New Zealand Herald about this company. It's based in New Zealand, started by New Zealanders, a guy called Nick Mulbray and his two siblings, brother and a sister, sort of started this company and started making headlines in February because they wanted to take legal action to reveal the identity of some reviewers on a website so that they could take legal action against them. So just to step it back a little bit, the Mulbrays, and I hope I'm saying the last name right, they started this company. They've been like serial entrepreneurs. They're in their mid-30s now, and each of them is worth $1 billion, respectively. They moved over to China when they were like 18 and 21. They got a little bit of money from their parents, moved to China, stayed there for 5 years, just living on like the whiff of an oily rag, created this real sort of storied mythos of how they started this company. By getting very ingrained in the manufacturing process in Shenzhen, which some people know is kind of like the tech manufacturing hub of China. It's incredibly innovative. You can make things very quickly there. And, you know, sort of long story short, flash forward, they founded this huge toy company that found a lot of success that has now moved into other consumer goods as diverse as hair care and pet food in the years subsequently.
Right, so a wide range of things.
They are, I believe, the seventh largest toy company in America, which is really saying something. As I mentioned, the three siblings are collectively worth $3 billion each, reportedly, and they live in Kim.com's old mansion. So they've been getting heaps of positive press over the years for their business success, also their philanthropy more recently, especially during the height of the pandemic, for donating millions of dollars to the Salvation Army and other charities. So let's put a pin in that for 1 second.
Okay.
Now, there is a website that some people may be aware of called Glassdoor. And Glassdoor lets employees anonymously post details about their pay, their working conditions, their workplace culture at the company, so that, you know, ideally prospective job seekers can get some information about potential employers before they commit to working for a place. It's been around for 15 years.
That is a long time.
It's very established. It's worth a lot of money. In 2018, Glassdoor got sold and bought for $1.2 billion.
Whoa.
And the whole system works because Glassdoor so steadfastly defends the anonymity of their user base. Otherwise, obviously, people couldn't confidently post without fear of legal reprisal.
Because there is I'm sure a lot of people listening have maybe used Glassdoor or looked at it at least, but there is a lot of like pretty honest opinions about workplaces on there, good and bad. So, you know, it's a pretty well trusted source, I guess, for folks to understand what they might be walking into in a new workplace.
It is trusted, and I have to point out that for legal reasons to defend both BFM and myself, the case that Zuru is making is that maybe not all of them are honest.
Got you. So, okay, that's good to know. Thanks for pointing that one out.
Let's get that on the record. On Glassdoor, Zuru had been receiving a lot of negative reviews. Zuru claimed that these were spam and they were fake and they were people who were trying to hurt the company's bottom line. And they, you know, relating back to these headlines that were made in February, wanted to pursue legal action against the individuals who were writing the reviews. So they went to court in America to try and obtain the identities of these anonymous posters. And what a move that has sort of surprised many people, they were successful earlier this week. Glassdoor just got sued in a Californian court and has been compelled to reveal the identities of these people posting the negative reviews against Zuru.
So just now, to bring this back into the Aotearoa space, what is that crossover episode that we've got going on here?
Well, it's super interesting, this interaction, because if I understand the legal rationale correctly behind this, and I'm pretty sure I do, it's because the American judge was persuaded that Zuru's ability to seek defamation against the posters under New Zealand law outweighed those posters' legal right to privacy protection. This is the really important bit. If Zuru was an American company, or I would be tempted to say if they were even publicly listed, because they'd probably be listed in America, so they would be under New Zealand law. If they were an American company, this would not have been successful, because New Zealand's defamation laws are comparatively so weak in New Zealand compared to America. In America, most likely, based on the legal commentary that I've seen, they wouldn't have been successful because of America's staunch First Amendment rights to free speech. So the court would not have upheld this. But the American court thought it was so important to give Zuru the right to sue in New Zealand, because it's legally a private New Zealand company, which means it's governed by New Zealand law, that to allow Glassdoor to seek New Zealand defamation cases against these posters, the American court has compelled this Glassdoor to reveal the identities.
Gosh.
So here's what Zuru has said. Here's a statement from Glassdoor in response to this, as per David Ferry's reporting on Webworm. They said, "We are deeply disappointed in the court's decision, which was effectively decided under New Zealand law. We note that, contrary to Zuru's contentions, the unflattering workplace experience reviews describing working at Zuru were authored by multiple former Zuru employees." The statement said the company had won the majority of similar cases brought against it, though notably hasn't said it's been successful in all cases, and did not address questions whether it intended to appeal the court's decision.
Blimey, this is quite a sticky situation.
Yeah, so New Zealand's defamation law, and it's one of those things where it's like, because it's not sort of a critical issue, it only gets talked about when things like this happen.
Yeah.
But the people in the know have been very critical over the years of how New Zealand's defamation law works. It is comparatively, compared to, you know, other places around the world, particularly America, it's quite weak and it's quite easy to weaponize and throw at people. I haven't got in the weeds, but I suspect, you know, this is why people like Colin Craig have been able to throw money at a situation and get people really tied up in knots in the courts, when in other jurisdictions they wouldn't be able to do so for similar action. So, I mean, apart from anything else, God, the Barbara Streisand effect on this is pretty incredible, because this has gone from some negative reviews being posted on Glassdoor to a global story that has Zuru negatively splashed in the headlines all over the place, looking bad as a employer potentially, if these reviews are to be believed, but B, kind of vindictive, like incredibly vindictive about trying to take these individuals to court and seek legal action against them for defamation. That seems like intense thing to do for some people writing some stuff online.
This is quite a big old mess. As you mentioned at the top, you can read all about it on David Farrier's Webworm. It will definitely be an interesting story to follow to see where this goes, because, yeah, as you say, this is maybe that real free speech conversation that, you know, that gets co-opted quite a lot, that term. But yeah, this is quite an interesting one. So definitely thank you for bringing this to our attention this morning, Tim.
Hey, no worries, guys. It's a pleasure to do so.
And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. We will see you soon.
Can I give a shout out?
I was going to say, any comedy, anything cool coming up?
Man, here's the thing, folks. I just launched after years and years and years of producing comedy shows, I've kind of launched like a brand for it. And we've got a website and we've got a newsletter on the website. And if you join the newsletter, you could win a massage from Nice Touch.
Nice.
From Lucy Sutter. $120 voucher we've got up for grabs if you join the newsletter. And you can get dinner at Picky. We've got a $50 voucher from them to give away. So it's littleempirelive.com. littleempirelive.com is the website.
We will also link that in the podcast after the show. Tim, that sounds like a great prize. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.